Let's summarize the effects of the variables. Adjusting the color toward the violet end of the visible spectrum increases the frequency of the light. At some point, the incoming photon has enough energy to free the electron from the matrix of the metal surface, and photocurrent is detected. If the incoming light particle is not energetic enough for that particular metal, no photocurrent is produced. Each metal is unique in how tightly it holds the electrons. Violet light produced a photocurrent for cesium, but not for zinc. Adjusting the intensity or brightness of the light increases the number of photons coming in per second and can increase the photocurrent once the frequency condition of our first point is met. However, if the frequency is insufficient, even 3 billion photons arriving per second will not compensate for the fact that each individual photon is just too weak to liberate an electron as it interacts with the metal matrix.